when President Zelensky said it was an ICBM, I would say the Ukrainians can be forgiven when you have a really big ballistic missile coming in your way with lots of reentry vehicles hitting. It certainly had some of the characteristics. And what I would just say is the difference between intermediate range and intercontinental range ballistic missile is not really the point here. The point is that this was a very big missile coming in with a lot of payload. And I think, as you said earlier in your introduction, these very specific technical characteristics are less important than the message. And I think the message was relatively clear. This was a bit of saber rattling on the part of Russia. The fact that Putin went on TV kind of confirms that fact. In some respects, it's probably a response to the fact that the Ukrainians are, for the first time in nearly 3 years, being allowed to shoot back into Russia. They've been fighting with one hand tied behind their back so far, and only in this past week has the Biden administration let them fire ATACMS missiles.
We could
back into Russia.
Absolutely. We could, of course, go off on a divergent path about, oh, if only this permission had been given a year or two ago. But since that's not the reality on the ground now, what does this mean for the overall war and Ukraine's continued tough slog?
Yeah, well, my suspicion is that this is Russia kind of reacting badly to that. And you're right, it's not helpful to engage in hypotheticals, except for sometimes it's just sort of the bleedingly obvious that it's helpful to be able to fire back. So what does that particular authorization mean specifically? Well, at the margin, it's helpful. But as I've emphasized repeatedly, it really has to be accompanied by a broader overall strategy to help the Ukrainians win, or at least have a decent chance to get themselves into a position of strength for negotiating. And so I kind of see that as helping to explain Putin's spasmodic response here with this missile, which, by the way, is not just a message to Ukraine, not just nuclear saber-rattling to Ukraine, but it's also saber-rattling to the rest of NATO, for which a intermediate or medium-range missile that can kind of reach France or anywhere in Europe, That's a message to the rest of NATO as well.
We could never determine for sure, but is Putin going to start firing a lot of these?
I would not expect that. I think this was as much as a political message, this is a strategic asset. After all, these are not attritable resources in the way that shorter range missiles and artillery are by any stretch of the imagination. And keep in mind that this is a delivery system that is really principally designed to deliver nuclear weapons. And so the fact that they fired it with probably inert reentry vehicles kind of confirms that this was a message. They're not going to be spitting these things off. There's probably not many of them lying around anyway.